First of all, tell me your name, what you do for the company.
My name is Scott Carter. I'm the Global Poultry Market Manager for Novus.
Well, at this year's Poultry Expo, Novus, very involved once again. Tell me a little bit about the kind of activities Novus has going on and planned for attendees.
So, again, as you said, this is IPE 2012. We love coming and participating at this show. And it really starts on Monday of this week with the International Poultry Scientific Forum. That one we were again in attendance, a lot of great papers and scientific talks and so on. But what we typically do at that meeting as well is host a lunch. And this year we kind of pushed the boundaries a little bit of what we do. The audience was primarily an academic audience, and we brought in an expert, David Armano, on social media and the use of social media. And I learned, I think, a few key things during that talk, and I hope our audience did as well. The first one is that our audience that was there that day, composed of academics and really, you know, subject matter experts, are some of the, or they rank as the most trusted audience, or I mean the most trusted source of information for people at large looking for information. And so, you know, it was really tailor-made for that audience. So this is an audience that's the most trusted when it comes to finding out and looking for information about, in our case, how chickens and eggs are made and how they get to the grocery store. Another important thing we learned is that everybody is empowered in this new, era of communication. Everybody's empowered. Everybody has a voice. And everybody has a degree of influence, you know, whether it's tools like Facebook and LinkedIn and so on. And it was interesting, as we're talking through that, I'm looking on my own LinkedIn profile for people that were in the audience and how many, or how big is their circle of influence as well. You know, we've got people ranging from 20 or 30 to 2, 3, 4, 500 contacts. So really interesting, and I think a great way of starting the week.
And I believe that he talked about how those social media channels provide a great opportunity for academics who have information that's maybe badly needed to kind of get it out in a channel in a way that they never had available before.
Exactly, right. Again, everybody is empowered. We've got a lot of noise, a lot of discussion about how food is produced. We know consumers want more transparency about that, and we know that they're looking for somebody who has a valid and expert opinion. And that's the audience that we had yesterday, the professors in our universities, the graduate students who are working in this area and so on, that really know firsthand what it takes to produce food, to feed these animals, and feed a hungry world.
So then we move kind of on to some of that scientific information being, in a way, provided again from Novus here with one of your folks.
Right, so providing scientific information at the meetings, there were a lot of enzyme talks and things like this. And then it comes to what we're doing today and for the rest of the week here on the trade show floor, and discussing our solutions, discussing the kind of service that Novus provides. And as always, with this thread or this, you know, ingrained sense of sustainability for our industry and what sustainability means for us.
So just maybe a comment. This is a great international show. Really had, huge attendance last year. Of course, we don't know what this year will turn out to be. But just looking here at the booth, it seems like it's almost like an old home week with some friends. And, yeah. And those are your customers, too.
Yeah, always a good time to meet friends, sometimes some very old friends at on the trade show floor here. But again, you know, our industry, the poultry industry, is undergoing change. A lot of new people coming in from academia and so on, new people that are nutritionists, not only, you know, here in the United States where we are, but around the world. And it's really, you know, an opportunity for them to connect on everything, the whole context of the poultry industry and what goes on. So, as you say, old friends, some new friends out there as well.
Well, one other word we got to get in here is the sustainability word. And again, a way Novus showed involvement was participating in the Animal Ag Sustainability Summit, I believe it's called.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I think you had Scott Hine talking about that. We were out talking about how we communicate this culture of sustainability within our own company. How do you build that culture and communicate it? And additionally, how do you make that relevant outside of our own, let's say, Novus walls and working with our industry at large? We gave examples of the work we're doing with Global Aves as an example on enabling producers in Brazil and in Africa and so on to feed themselves. Work that we've done around World Egg Day along with the entire egg industry, and we're so proud of that, really promoting the benefits of eating eggs and the healthy benefits of eating eggs.
Glad to be here once again with Novus at International Poultry Expo. Thank you, Scott Carter, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.